Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 17:11.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is John 17:11. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. Years ago, our family joined a team from our church for a week-long mission trip in El Salvador. While there, I was amazed at the deep love and unity shared by many of the Christ followers we encountered. While these individuals no doubt held different opinions and perspectives, that wasn't what they focused on. Instead, they prioritized all they had in common as brothers and sisters in Christ. Their actions revealed their love for Him and the heart of the Father who adopted them into His highly diverse and interdependent family. I have no doubt their interaction stirred the curiosity and likely a soul-deep longing within the people they encountered each day. Just as the unity displayed by Jesus's diverse and at times opinionated disciples grabbed the attention of the ancient world in which they lived. And perhaps people expected the motley crew Jesus had gathered close to disband and go their separate ways after his death. If they had, I doubt the church would exist today. Granted, God is all powerful and he can do whatever he wants, when he wants. But Jesus's prayer in John chapter 17 makes it clear. He wants to work through us, all of us, working together as one. In verse 11, Jesus asked his Father to protect his followers by the power of his name so that they would be one just as he and the Father were one. And he repeated his request in verses 20 to 21, including you and I, when he said, I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those who also believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. Then again in the following verse, the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one. And in verse 23, I in them and you in me, and they may be perfected in unity or experience complete unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. In other words, our unity with one another should resemble the depth of love and relationship and the joint mission experienced by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That can be hard when we say, really connect with Christ through hymns, and our church worship director feels God leading him to introduce the congregation to contemporary music. Or maybe when we disagree with how our Bible study leader interprets a certain non-essential Bible passage, meaning one not related to Christ's deity, the authority of Scripture, or salvation. You and I will have numerous opportunities to divide. Times when we're tempted to elevate our opinion or our perspectives above the gospel of Christ. Moments and meetings when our pride will flood our minds with all the reasons we are right and everyone else is wrong. And of course, why it is our job, not God's, to make sure they come to their senses. But Jesus, the one who on the night before his death, seeing each minute he would endure before the Romans drove that first nail, urges us to unite, to discuss our concerns and our perspectives with one another, absolutely, but always with gentleness and humility, recognizing where we standing at the foot of the cross, watching our Lord bleed and die, so many of the problems we argue over today would most likely become non-issues. We belong to one God. We were redeemed by one Savior. We are led and empowered by one Spirit to complete one mission, the saving of lives. We'll each fulfill our roles. We'll each pursue our individual assignments a bit differently. But that's what makes this united and diverse body so beautiful. Together, we display the radiance and the fullness of God. Separated and divided, we're out of balance and most likely distort that image. Let's pray. Father, please reveal and then destroy the pride that, when unchecked, creates such hurt and destruction. In all we say and do, may we prioritize the gospel above all. May we remember just how important our unity is. It was so important, Lord, that Jesus prayed for that on the night before his death, put that same passion, that same desire, that same heart within us. May we, your highly diverse and adopted children, be so united, we leave the watching world amazed. May our actions just stir a hunger within them for that sense of connection that can only come through you. And may that cause them to seek after you, the one who unites people from every nation, from every tongue, from every background, from every culture. It is in the name of your victorious Son, the one who makes our unity possible, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com. or wherever you get your podcast.